Hello, my name is Shaniqua. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I'm trying to verify whether or not I qualify. I think I'm in the 1B, but am I? Can you do that? Let me know if I qualify, or is there somebody else I need to call?
I could look it up on the website real quick and see, do you qualify? I just have to find
it. What I do is a little unique. I run a nonprofit, and we work with the kids inside the juvenile detention centers, and we work with the special needs kids in multiple schools. And so, you know, for me, because I'm in and out of those detention centers and in and out of that high-risk population, I want to get vaccinated as soon as possible for them. It worries me. But I, you know, some of my staff is licensed therapists, but I work in the programs I'm not. So, you know, would they be, would I be? You know, that's a question. I really only need two of us vaccinated. The others can stay out of the programs.
Okay. I'm trying to find.
I know it says something about shelters and group homes. I'm going, well, would that be the detention centers? You know, I know the Department of Juvenile Justice oversees those that we go into, and that's where our contract is with.
And you say you fall in the 1B?
I think so.
Okay.
But I'm wondering, before I go through the trouble and waste everybody's time, you know, I just want to make sure I really do.
Okay. I see 1A is frontline health workers. Well, I'm pretty sure you know that already.
Yeah.
Okay. For 1B, I see, say, critical workers at highest risk for work-related exposure. And it also says persons in identified age group at risk for COVID-19 associated with morbidity and mortality. It do say homeless shelters and group homes.
Work or living.
Working or living in settings and congregate. Oh Lord, I can't see congregate
yeah.
settings.
you mean what I? So I feel like when I read that, I feel like we do qualify. But I'm, you know, again, the kids we serve live in group homes, but we often reach them because we have a contract with the school system. We mm-hmm. often reach the kids through the schools. Again, it's the special need kids, and then we reach the other teens. Because we do K through 12 in the schools, but we reach the teens in the, about half the teens in the juvenile detention centers. So they're all incarcerated. And again, you know, I don't know for sure, but I feel like that qualifies me. So before I waste your time, I just wanted to see what you all thought.
And you work with them?
We do. We provide therapy services.
Yes, ma'am. That's, yeah, I'll say that you qualify.
Okay.
County Health.
I'm going to give them your name. I'll just do
it. I would say that you qualify because you are around, that is kind of like a group home, like you said. So.
Yeah, most of the kids we actually work with live in group homes. We just don't service them at the group. We used to service them at the group homes, but we do better doing them during their school time. So we work with a therapist on site. And we come in. We actually do ours with dogs. We do therapy programs with dogs. That's why we come in and do. So, all right. Let me see if I can get something scheduled then. I'll trust your judgment. Do you know what kind of proof that they might require?
I don't think they require no proof, to tell you the truth. But besides,
okay.
Do you have like a work ID or something?
That or I can always bring the contracts. I mean, we have contracts with the schools and with the Department of Juvenile Justice. So I'm happy to bring the contracts. I can't believe y'all are barking. 6 feet
okay.
in your front yard.
Yes, ma'am. So yes, just take your contract up there, and then there should be enough. There should be enough proof right there. So therefore,
right.
you can get it.
All right. Thank you for everything. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You enjoy your day.
You have a good one, too. Bye-bye.